Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Every Therapist Needs to Know About Anxiety Disorders: Key Concepts, Insights, and Interventions is a professional clinical guide by Martin N. Safe and Sally Winston, published for psychotherapists who encounter anxiety disorders in general practice. The book is best understood as an integrative treatment resource, rather than a conventional CBT workbook, diagnostic handbook, or academic survey. Its purpose is to translate anxiety specialty knowledge into concepts, clinical attitudes, and interventions that therapists can use with clients experiencing phobias, panic attacks, intrusive thoughts, compulsions, chronic worry, and related avoidance patterns. A central premise is that durable improvement depends less on eliminating anxiety sensations and more on changing how clients interpret, resist, monitor, and respond to them. The book uses clinical examples, therapist-patient exchanges, metaphors, and practical distinctions to clarify difficult treatment moments, especially when reassurance, effortful control, or rational argument unintentionally strengthens the problem. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recovery depends on changing the client relationship to anxiety. A defining idea of the book is that anxiety treatment should not be organized only around symptom reduction. Xayuf and Winston emphasize that clients often become trapped because they treat anxiety as an emergency, a warning signal that must be analyzed, neutralized, avoided, or removed before life can continue. This stance makes anxiety more central and more threatening, even when the client understands intellectually that the feared outcome is unlikely. The book, therefore, frames recovery as a shift in relationship. Clients learn to experience anxious sensations, thoughts, and uncertainty without making them the focus of urgent corrective action. This distinction matters clinically, because many standard responses to anxiety are understandable but counterproductive. If the goal is to feel certain, calm, or risk-free before acting, therapy can become another way of postponing exposure to ordinary uncertainty. The authors encourage therapists to help clients recognize anxiety as discomfort rather than danger, and to practice responding in ways that reduce struggle, avoidance, and monitoring. This approach supports enduring change because it targets the process that keeps anxiety disorders active across changing symptoms. Secondly, reassurance can become a maintaining mechanism rather than a cure. The book gives special attention to clients who repeatedly seek reassurance, especially those caught in worry, panic concerns, obsessive doubts, or fears of losing control. Reassurance appears compassionate and clinically natural because it temporarily lowers distress. The problem is that temporary relief can teach the client that anxiety is intolerable, and that certainty must be obtained from the therapist, family members, internet searches, or repeated checking. Over time, reassurance becomes part of the anxiety cycle. The client may return with a slightly altered version of the same fear, needing the same answer again because the underlying intolerance of uncertainty has not changed. Safe and Winston help therapists see why good intentions can maintain symptoms when sessions become dominated by proving safety, debating probabilities, or giving the perfect answer. The clinical implication is not emotional coldness or refusal to help, but a shift in function. Therapists can validate distress while declining to participate in compulsive certainty seeking. This requires careful timing and language, because reassurance seeking often feels urgent and morally compelling to the client. The book is useful in showing how therapists can remain supportive without feeding the mechanism that keeps anxiety alive. Thirdly, effortful control often intensifies panic, obsessions, and worry. Another important theme is the paradoxical effect of trying too hard to control internal experience. Many anxious clients assume that recovery means forcing calm, eliminating intrusive thoughts, stopping bodily sensations, or achieving complete mental control. The authors explain that this effort can make symptoms more persistent because attention becomes fixed on detecting whether anxiety is present. In panic, monitoring the body for signs of danger can heighten sensations and make them seem more ominous. In obsessive loops, trying to prove that a thought is meaningless can make the thought feel more important. In chronic worry, attempting to solve every imagined possibility can expand the field of threat rather than close it. The book helps therapists identify when a client is using therapy itself as another control strategy. Techniques are not rejected, but their purpose is reconsidered. An intervention is most useful when it helps the client move toward willingness, flexibility, and behavioral engagement, not when it becomes a ritual for making anxiety disappear. This perspective is clinically important because it clarifies why clients who are highly motivated and diligent may still feel stuck. Their effort is real, but it is directed at the wrong target. Fourthly, a transdiagnostic framework connects phobias, panic, compulsions, and worry. Although the book addresses recognizable anxiety disorder presentations, its value lies in showing the shared processes beneath them: phobias, panic attacks, intrusive thoughts, compulsions, and worry can look very different in session, but they often involve similar cycles of threat interpretation, avoidance, checking, reassurance, and short-term relief. This transdiagnostic perspective helps general therapists avoid treating each symptom as an isolated problem requiring an entirely separate model. For example, a panic client may avoid bodily sensations, a phobic client may avoid places or objects, and a client with unwanted intrusive thoughts may avoid uncertainty about mental content. The surface fear differs, but the therapeutic task often involves reducing avoidance and changing the response to perceived threat. The book also helps clinicians understand why anxiety presentations shift over time. If the underlying fear of uncertainty or discomfort remains intact, a client may improve in one area while developing another anxiety focus. By emphasizing mechanisms rather than labels alone, Saif and Winston give therapists a more flexible map for assessment and intervention. This is especially helpful in real clinical practice, where clients rarely present with neat textbook categories. Lastly, clinical vignettes and metaphors translate theory into therapist judgment. The book is not positioned as a step-by-step protocol, and that is part of its distinctive contribution. It uses examples, brief clinical exchanges, and metaphors to sharpen therapist judgment in moments where rigid technique may be insufficient. Anxiety treatment often turns on subtle choices, whether to answer a question, how to respond to a request for certainty, how to frame exposure, and how to avoid turning therapy into a debate with fear. Vignettes help illustrate these decisions in a way that abstract principles alone cannot. Metaphors are also important because anxious clients may understand a concept rationally yet still respond as if danger is immediate. A well-chosen metaphor can make the maintaining cycle visible without shaming the client. For clinicians from non-CBT backgrounds, this format can make anxiety specialty concepts more accessible. For CBT-trained clinicians, it can deepen attention to process, stance, and therapeutic language. The emphasis is not on memorizing scripts, but on recognizing the function of an intervention. The therapist learns to ask whether a response increases flexible tolerance of anxiety, or whether it becomes another form of escape, reassurance, or control. In conclusion, this book is most useful for psychotherapists who regularly see anxiety but do not necessarily identify as anxiety disorder specialists. Trainees can use it to develop a practical conceptual map, while experienced clinicians may find it helpful for cases that stall despite insight, empathy, coping skills, or repeated reassurance. It is also relevant for therapists from psychodynamic, integrative, humanistic, and CBT backgrounds because it focuses on clinical processes that appear across orientations avoidance, uncertainty and tolerance, compulsive checking, reassurance seeking, and the struggle to control internal experience. The practical benefit is improved case formulation and more precise moment-to-moment decision-making. Intellectually, the book encourages therapists to think beyond diagnosis and symptom lists toward the mechanisms that keep anxiety disorders self-reinforcing. Compared with many anxiety books, it stands out because it is neither a patient's self-help guide nor a manualized protocol. It does not simply provide a menu of techniques, and it does not remain at the level of theory. Its strength is the bridge it builds between anxiety expertise and ordinary psychotherapy practice. Readers should not expect exhaustive research review or disorder-by-disorder protocol training, but they can expect a clinically grounded framework for helping clients move from control and reassurance toward a more workable relationship with anxiety. If you would like to support Martin and Saif, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.